Well, half the people in the neighborhood were colored, mm-hmm. but there were no more slaves. See, they abandoned slaves before I got here.
Yeah, I meant
that. A long time after you got here.
Get all the dirty clothes together and do that?
Monday was wash day.
Okay, how would they do that?
Well, in the old days in the country, you know, there was no such thing as a washing machine. They had a wash pot where they heated the water in.
Mm-hmm.
Held about 25, 30 gallons. Heated the water and let it transfer it by bucket to your zinc tub.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take, usually, at home a lot of times, I remember when we were kids, they used homemade soap.
Homemade soap?
Homemade soap and a scrub board. They scrub the clothes on the washboard, and from there they'd throw them into another tub of clean cold water, rinse them. And from there they went to a third tub with what they call bluing.
Bluing?
Yeah, to bleach it with. Dip them in there and wring them out and hang them up on the line, let the sun dry.
What about once they were dried? Once they were dried, what would they do to them?
Just take them in and, your everyday clothes, just fold them up. There's no such thing as ironing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were a few people who believed in pressing everything they wore. But at home, it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear, you mentioned a wash pot. Did you ever hear any other names for that?
I sure can't. You ever hear of any?
What about something you heat up water to make hot tea?
That's a kidding.
Did you ever hear a wash pot called that?
No. Now, if you might, you might have came across this a great big cooking pot, which was referred to as a kittle, but that was a syrup kittle.
Is that much bigger than the
water? Oh my
pot?
God, it could about be this room.
That big?
In other words, it was a syrup kittle. That was what was used, that the juice from the cane, after it was crushed, went into this kittle to cook it down to syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that thing holds 300-400 gallons.
Was, do you remember people making syrup? Was that pretty common?
Not with one of those. I've seen them. But my daddy's brother used to make a whirl of syrup. He used what we call a syrup pan.
What's that?
That's more or less like a commercial outfit. It's about 30 feet long, divided up into compartments. The fresh juice runs in on one side, and by the time it gets all the way around, when it gets to the last section, it's cooked into a syrup.
Mm-hmm. What else is there besides syrup? What's that from sorghum?
Well, you can make a syrup out of sorghum, but nobody around here ever did, that I know of.
Another name for that?
What, sorghum?
Mm-hmm. Or the syrup made from that?
Of what?
Molasses.
Well, yeah, I heard of molasses, but that is from sugar cane. I've never heard of molasses being made from sorghum.
What's the difference between molasses and syrup?
Nothing. Not a bit.
Different name?
Different name.
What about if you buy syrup at the store, what would it come in?
Nowadays?
Well, no, back when you were growing up.
Back when we come up, it used to come in old wooden buckets.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term a stand?
Stand.
A stand of lard? What about when you're grinding the sugar cane to make sure the, after you ground the juice out, what you have left over, you call that?
It's just a common word, and I can't think of it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Pulp? Maybe that's what they were thinking about.
Do you ever hear
bagasse? I'm thinking of the word. I'm thinking of the word bagasse, but that ain't it either.
What is bagasse?